Mount Vesuvius is a stratovolcano, perhaps the most famous volcano in the world. In 79 CE, it went off like a frog in a sock, smashing several Roman towns and settlements nearby. Pliny the Younger, what sort of stupid dago name is that, left an eyewitness account, which is why this type of volcanism bears his name. In terms of destructive power and threat to human life, this is one of the most deadly of all geological phenomena, deadlier than a cave full of funnel webs. Convergent plate boundaries or subduction zones are where these entities are commonly found. Me and the missus call the bedroom the subduction zone. Stratovolcanoes have a distinct conical form like a ginormous bloody anthill, built up from many strata over time. Hardened lava, tephra and volcanic ash, ignimbrites, pumice, obsidian, rhyolite, andesite and volcanic bombs, dacite, trachyte and lahars, or as everyone else calls it, rock. Fucking geologists. I'll shut up for a bit so you can all appreciate Frank's stickwork. The kid's an effing genius. Hugely there, Bubba. A pyroclastic flow with a seething mixture of solid and partially molten rock fragments and scalding gases that cascades down the slopes of this volcanic cone like the froth from a tinny given to you by a bloke with a DTs. These terrifying features are heavier than air emulsions that move much like a snow avalanche. Only snow we see around here is on Black of Blue's collar. As the torrent of destruction rattles downhill, it ingests and heats the surrounding air, which then expands and adds to the effect. The flow can reach 160 clicks. That's faster than a toey teenager ripping down the human his dad's Monaro off to see his girlfriend in Melbourne. The extraordinary velocity of a pyroclastic flow is partly attributed to fluidization. I could use some fluidization. Your shout, you stingy bastard. Nah, you wouldn't shout if a shark bit you. Exolving gases keep the ash in constant suspension so larger fragments can float in the matrix. Top film, the matrix. Had that bloke canoe reason. Yeah. They are fiercely hot and toxic to breathe in. They race at phenomenal hurricane force speeds, ending up all over the joint like a mad woman's breakfast. The people of Pompeii and Herculaneum, the poor Italian bastards, were as dead as Jesus before they had time to respond. The end. Rip it soon, Boris.